We are Witch Get Weird. This is a podcast about our personal witchcraft practices, divination, spirituality, and how we integrate magic into our everyday lives. This podcast should not take the place of mental health professionals or medical advice. This is strictly for educational and entertainment purposes.
Hi, this is Sarah.
And Patricia.
And we're back, babies, we're back. Witch Get Weird, y'all.
Ready to talk about your ancestors.
Let's talk about what we just did.
I'm telling you.
How are you?
I am well. I have been doing a lot of fake shopping. So basically, I just put a lot of things into my buggy online, and I'm like, it's as if I bought it. Even, I know I didn't buy it. Like, I'm tricking myself. I know that I'm doing that. But I did physically go out shopping today, and I only bought one thing.
Yeah, well, it's the best thing.
I bought more than one thing, but I only bought one expensive thing.
Okay, great.
But it was on super duper sale.
You guys, it's beautiful. It's like a hoodie fucking dress.
I feel amazing.
It looks so cozy. I immediately have to go get myself one.
Yes.
It's amazing. You twinsy look so it up. Cozy.
So, and speaking of twinsying it up, what else did we twin up? Sarah, Marie.
Matching tattoos.
We should take a picture. We got to remember to take a picture. We always say we're going to take a picture, and we never do. We're assholes.
We'll get them all shinied up and then take a picture for your old Instagram. We got matching tattoos. It's
a
planchette with cats on it.
Cats and stars.
I love it so much. And both on our forearm, because forearm tattoos are for badass people, apparently.
According to TikTok. And that's how we base all of our lives.
Definitely. I mean,
every bit of information that I receive is thoroughly vetted through TikTok.
Basically, I say I heard a thing. You could assume it came from
can't.
TikTok.
I watched it on TikTok.
I'll specifically have to be like, I saw an article.
You mean you watched it on TikTok?
Safely assume. So we'll get a picture of our new tattoos. They're healing beautifully. Christine did a fantastic job at Tattoo Obscura. Super cool shop.
Very nice.
It was a wonderful experience.
It was beautifully decorated for someone that has to sit still.
Right. Yes. There's
because you can
so
just
look
at. Yeah. The best thing by far, though, was that little possum she made.
Super cute. That teeny tiny like a little teeny tiny felted possum, like on a
little board. Like he was a little taxidermy guy.
Yeah, or like he was about to be like dissected. Dissected? That's the word. But yeah, lots of cool taxidermy. Lots of cool stuff there. Definitely worth the trip to Janesville, Wisconsin. Get you a tattoo.
Yep.
Tattoo Obscura.
Don't just walk in, make an appointment, don't be rude.
Not a sponsor, but, you know.
Yeah.
And what else did you do? You went to go do witchy cool stuff, fun stuff on...
Oh, I got my aura reading. Yes. I feel like it's always the same. Like, I don't need to go anymore, but I still go because it's fun.
It's fun.
So I'm always yellow and green, which is like... Of course, I don't have it with me.
It's okay. Usually happy.
Yeah, you're so funny. We all laugh together, and then he shows you like the size of your chakra and the shape or whatever of your chakras. And my throat chakra needed some help, and my which one was it? I don't.
Was your root chakra's one?
Yeah, I think so. And. He was like, so it's me and two other people that go together. We routinely go together. So he, like, knows who we are, and we're like, hey, what's up? And so he's like, here's all your stuff. You guys already know. He's like, so what do you guys want to talk about? Like, so we talked a lot about him, which is fine. You know, it's nice to, people like to talk about themselves. And it's nice to let people feel.
Facilitate that.
Yeah, because he was having a wonderful time. You know, he'd been working all morning. Like, let's take a break. It's nice.
But also, I'd be like, I'm paying you to tell me about this stuff.
Right. So he's like, do you have any questions? And I was like, yeah, so how do I shape them chakras up right there?
Right.
And so they should pay him. He was like, well, you need a lapis and a black stone of some kind. Because lapis will... So he's talking about stones. Lapis lazuli. However you say it. Lapis lazuli. L-A-P-I-S. It's blue every time I've ever seen it. He said it'll align your chakras. And then a black stone will ground you. So I promptly went out into the shop and bought stones. And I got a black tourmaline. But I'm yet to find a good way to transport that. Because I feel like it's very flaky. So if anybody's got a great idea about how to wear it or have it with you, even if it's not on display. Yeah, because like I have rocks in my bras all the time.
What
seriously,
you have in your bra right now?
I have a citrine on my left side, and I have my lapis in my left pocket.
Excellent.
And I didn't put anything in my right pocket because I was going to be out and about, and I didn't want to accidentally lose a stone. Sure. Mm-hmm. Oh, and I have my Moldavite on, but I did not put my rose quartz in because I had it cleansing in here.
Oh, living dangerously.
I know.
No rose quartz.
Come at me, universe. Just kidding.
Just kidding.
Oh, you're so pretty. Don't hurt me.
Gently and compassionately.
Yep. Be nice to me. Be nice to me. I know not what I say. So it was nice to, go by pretty rocks.
Yeah, always fun. Always a good time.
And I get a really beautiful evil eye protection.
I can't wait to hang it up.
I know.
So
it's
cool.
Gorgeous.
Get it hung up and then put up a picture because everyone should see it. It's amazing.
I think it's beautiful, and I hope nobody feels like I'm appropriating because I don't feel like I'm appropriating.
No, you're not making them and selling them. You're appreciating.
I think that it helps.
Earth Song is appropriating for selling it. They're the fuckers.
Oh, then I shouldn't have bought it. But I don't know where they get it from.
Right?
I should find
maybe
that out.
Maybe it's ethically sourced.
You know what this makes me think of? Mm. On that fucking, that show, Portlandia,
mm-hmm.
whenever the two people go out to eat, right, and they're at the restaurant, and they're like, yeah, but do you know where the chicken came from? And they're like, we actually know everything about the chicken. And then they, like, leave the restaurant and, like, walk to the farm the chicken was, and, like, meet the farmer, and, like, and it's, like, this ridiculous, you
right,
know.
So involved.
That's what it feels like
yeah.
right now. I should just be like, and what was the young lady's name that put this together?
Is she paid a living wage?
Right.
Like,
I would like to
about?
See her. They'd be like, bitch, she lives in fucking Oshkosh. It's cool.
Right.
Like, she's totally fine with this. She's just a metalsmith trying to make some fucking cash.
Right, leave her alone.
But yeah, but I really resonate with the evil eye and the Hamsa and that imagery. So I like it because it gives the vibe that I want.
I love it.
And that is like, what would you call it? It's like a funnel for my thoughts, I guess. Because I'm like, oh, I can look at that and I know exactly what I think when
right.
I see that.
Right.
It's not like trying to gather my thoughts. It's like it focuses
focus.
Them. Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
A funnel for my thoughts.
Funnel,
it's my pen sieve.
A funnel for my thoughts. Focus.
Does you know what I mean, though?
I know exactly what you meant. And I
it's
was
like
also like, there's
fucking
a fucking word for that. What is that fucking word? That word is focus.
Never, man.
I love it so much. Okay, speaking of focus... Segue.
Oh God!
What are we talking about today?
Fuck if I know. I can't even come up with the fucking word focus.
You got there.
No, so we're gonna talk about yeah. After you said it, we're gonna talk more about our ancestors.
Mm-hmm.
So we're in the getting to know you is the spread
yes.
right that we're
yeah.
doing. So
chapter 8, it starts talking more about like a daily journaling practice with your ancestors, which I'm super curious about because I'm like, okay, so we've done all this, but now what? Like, you know?
Yeah, I feel. Like, this is, for me anyway, I feel like this is very choppy, but that's okay because I also have zero fucking focus. So I'm okay with it
there
being choppy.
Zero funnel thought right now.
No, I have no funnel, baby. It is wide open. That is exactly what is happening. No funnel. There's no funnels. There's no filters.
It's just like a wide open screen.
It's fucking wild over here. So good luck, everyone.
So the first thing she recommends for a daily tarot practice is to kind of do like 5 different steps, which is to draw a card to set your morning intent. So kind of like the vibe of the day. Just to make a note in your journal about which ancestor you're working with, even if you don't know their name. To make a note of any cards that you draw or spreads that you use. And then obviously which cards those are.
Mm-hmm.
And then analysis.
No, make that part secret.
Right. Write down the spread, but don't tell anyone what you drew for it. And then just to kind of go over the cards.
Really honing your tarot skills.
I have a spread. That's it. The end. Thank you.
Oh, my goodness.
Which
I'm
I can
sorry.
See being super helpful. So just kind of every day to sit down with the intention of being like, what's up, ancestors? What you got for me today?
Hey, y'all.
And then to just write about it a little bit. I like it.
Yeah.
So the first spread she has us do in the book is getting to know you.
Getting to know all about you. Can I tell you the fucking level of anxiety that is fucking just arise to immediately hearing that and be like, please don't ask me to say my name. And one thing about myself, because you want to know what the one thing about myself is, I am dying inside right now. Hi, my name is Patricia, and I wish I could disappear.
Hi, my name is Sarah, and I would also like to disappear. Just poof, just turn inside out and go away.
If I could melt into the floor right now, I would.
Icebreakers are the worst.
I hate it.
So dumb.
Either I want to be the very first person.
Yes.
Or I want to be the very last person.
If I'm not, like, the first or second, third person, I'm not listening to anything that's happening because I am stressing the fuck out about my own answers. Like, oh my God, what am I going to say? What am I going to say? What am I going to say? It's going to sound stupid. Fuck!
There's a funny TikTok where this girl was like, so, like, day one, who you are. And she was like, so my name is whatever. And she's like, ACAB, and like, Black Lives Still Matter, and pro-choice, and like, Democrat, but like, you know, and just like all these,
like all your big things, like,
here's a she, they, you know, like, very trying to just like hit all the, because it's, it really is like that. It do be like that.
It do be like that.
Yeah, and like, the last thing that I wanted, like, at work, I don't, like, I'm meeting new people at work, and I'm like, I don't know what your pronouns are.
Right.
And I will ask you what your pronouns are, and I hope you're not uncomfortable with that, because I feel like you wouldn't be, because you're all younger than I am.
Right.
And I'm not uncomfortable asking you, I just don't want to make them uncomfortable.
And I saw that, too, where, like, if more, like, cis-identifying people were like, well, my pronouns are she-her, even though that's probably obvious, because I am a female-identifying cisgendered woman.
It may be obvious to you.
Right. So to just be like, she, her, so you're not, like, automatically, like, outing yourself as, like, ooh, if you're telling me your pronouns, do I need to know that for some kind of reason? Be like, no, right. It's just because those are my pronouns.
Yeah.
Yeah, I saw, it was another one that was similar, it was, like, dating these day and age, where you're like, hi, I'm so-and-so, my pronouns are he, him, boom.
Yes!
And, like, pointed glare.
Yeah.
And he was like, I need to go to the restroom, where's my mask?
Yes, those are so great.
So it is where you're just like peppering it in. Yeah. And you're like,
waiting for the response. Check. Oh my God, I love it. Everything's a fucking vibe check. I'm sorry,
it.
I got us distracted.
That's okay.
Already.
This is literally what we do.
Pretty much.
Welcome to the shit show.
Dun, dun, dun.
Okay, so getting to know you. I specifically did getting to know Judy.
Judy!
Good old Judy bringing her back. Because, like, last time I was like, when does Judy get to come into this? Like,
bitch, whenever you invite her.
Bitch, here she be. So, the first question was, I rewrote it so it looks stupid. Hang on.
Represents you right now.
Yes.
As you begin working with this ancestor.
What did you get?
I didn't ask anybody specific because I don't feel like that. I got the Queen of Cups.
Oh.
And I was like, sounds emotionally controlled, but charged. Can we not have any cups, please? But yeah, so I don't know. I guess I don't know. What do you think of that? What do you think Queen of Cups represents me right now as I begin to work with this ancestor? I'm just going to say these ancestors.
These ancestors. I think that, because I also got the Queen of Cups.
Fuck your mother. Are you serious?
I'm super serious. I also got the Queen of Cups. So I wrote intuitive, compassionate, receptive.
Uh-huh.
In that she's open to receive kind of information about her emotions.
Her cup do be up.
Her cup do be up. Or being open to this kind of work, trusting intuition and actual feelings rather than thoughts.
La, la, la. I'm going to write down what you just said.
Because lately, since I've been seeing my fake therapist online, it's not really a therapist, I just have a book, a lot of it has just been about kind of differentiating between, like, having a thought versus having a feeling, because I think that my thoughts are all true, but they're not always true. My thoughts are mean to me. Like, maybe I don't focus on those mean thoughts and more instead focus on how I actually feel and what I know intuitively.
Can I tell you that that's exactly how I'm going to wear this hoodie?
Fuck yes!
It literally is!
Yes!
Literally.
I love it.
That is it.
Because it feels fucking good, doesn't it?
Yeah.
You feel adorable in it, don't you?
I do. And I'm never going to look in the mirror. I am never going to look in the mirror when I'm wearing this motherfucker. Not from fucking titties up.
Right.
That's it.
No,
like,
full length nothing.
No. I don't ever want to know.
Walk past the store and it'll be
nope. Who's that girl? I don't know. Because I can't see her.
Love that so much. I also
That's vow exactly
to
what
get
it is.
One article of clothing.
Do it.
That just makes me feel good. That I will give zero fucks about how it actually looks
yes.
on my body.
And I don't think that this necessarily looks bad.
It doesn't. You look fucking adorable.
Like, it's super fucking cute.
You wore it, and I was like, oh my God, I want to look like that, and I want one.
Get it. So, yeah, that's amazing.
Intuitive hoodie.
Oh. Now
it has a name.
Intuitive hoodie. I love this so much.
It's our actual feelings hoodie, not your mean thoughts. So Queen of Cups, bitch, we're in the same place.
That's so awesome. Go us.
Okay. So the next question was, okay, so, and just to backtrack, she had to sort out all the court cards, major cards, and then all the other ones.
The pips.
Care about them.
Pips. The old pips. So we pip.
So we drew only court cards for the first one and only court cards for the second question. The second question was what represents the ancestor as they were in life? What did you get?
I got King of Pentacles. Bitch!
So did I!
Are you kidding me right now?
Is Judy with us both?
Judy?
Because Judy's the, I wrote rich, had it all, fashion, the finer things. I am rich, I am that bitch.
Oh, damn!
So I definitely got the vibe from Judy. So this was, so the King of Pentacles came up the first time, and I was like, I was distracted, because that's usually the card I pull from her. I was like, I was distracted, I'm gonna put it back in and do it again, and I got the King of Pentacles again, and
nice.
I was like, okay.
Because it's just a vibe. It's not necessarily a guy, and I took that as, like, a boss man in charge of everything.
Nice. Yes.
King of Pentacles, you don't say.
Fucking. So the next card, if we keep matching
for fuck's
garbage,
sake.
I love it.
Stop the films.
Okay, so the third card was another court card showing their relationship with you as we begin this work. What'd you get?
I got the Knight of Cups. Shut up. Did you
fucking got the Knight of Cups?
Are you kidding me right now? The Knight. The Knight.
The Knight.
Not the Nine. Okay.
The Knight of Cups. Fuck.
What is happening?
What's
happening?
We were drawing from two totally different decks at two different times. Like, we were not... Like, we did it at the same time, but we weren't in lane.
Yeah.
Dude.
What the fuck?
Three for three cards. What did you write down for your Knight of Cups?
I wrote, emotionally available, ?args. That's what I wrote, because I have no idea.
?args. I hate court cards. This is definitely a test for me. So, for Knight of Cups, I wrote, good news in relationships, wearing their heart on their sleeve. So, lead with the heart, be open and express yourself, follow your feelings, and believe your intuitive messages. Seek out experiences to make you happy. Focus on instincts, not your reactivity.
God, you're so good at this. I'm like two words and I don't know anything.
I have some of those that you're going to have to help me with. So, yeah. So, the relationship with our ancestors, it feels very open and intuitive.
I am so...
Fucking freaking out, man.
Not
okay.
Trustworthy. Or not trusting, I mean. I'm very trustworthy. Okay, so what's number four?
So, number four is picking from the majors to indicate the energy that will be assisting your work together, as in with your ancestors.
I didn't want to look at you. Temperance.
I drew so many fucking temperance cards.
Do me too.
Spread. So many. Okay. I got the Chariot. Thank fucking God.
No shit.
I was going to be like, oh my God. It's too spooky. So, temperance for the energy of you and your ancestor.
Patience.
Mm-hmm.
Moderation and balance. Like, because it's, I just feel like I'm in charge. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
I feel like that needs to be like, I need to recognize that, so it's not all about your half, it's about my half, too.
Right. Yeah.
So what did you get for your Chariot? What do you think about?
So the Chariot, I wrote to just act. Just go. Act.
Get
like,
it. Don't stop. Get it.
So a lot of it is just, like, if you have a feeling or I think something might make me happy, just go for it. Like, don't
overthink
it. Don't try to get in your own head about it.
Hedonism! Just kidding. Not really.
I mean,
a little bit, though.
So, like, control, confidence, forward momentum towards the things that I want. So, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Making things happen.
Making shit change.
Get it. Judy. Mm-hmm. She is that bitch.
All right. Number five of this spread. What's a message from your ancestor about a lesson that they had hoped to learn, or that they had... Let me start over. So we put all the cards back together and then draw a card for a message from this ancestor about a hard lesson they learned but are hoping to help you with so you don't have to learn it. What'd you get?
Ten of Swords. Did you get a fucking Ten of Swords?
I got the Eight of Swords.
Okay, I was like, dude, could
I was like, I saw Eight of Swords and I was like, Ten of Swords, boo, that's your fucking card.
I know. Thanks. So I was just like, stop being fucking dramatic. Like, it's not that serious.
Yeah.
I wrote, stop the drama. Stop with the drama. Everything isn't a thing. Relax. Like, it doesn't have, everything isn't life or death, and I have to fight to the death. Like, it's, I don't, my opinion doesn't have to be known all the time, every time. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I know my opinion, and that's good enough for me. Sometimes you want to fucking kind of ram it down somebody's throat, though, especially when they're fucking stupid.
Yes.
Or hurtful.
Yes.
Or, like, just not even getting it. And you're right. Like, I feel like if I could just say the words to you, you'd understand.
Right. If I say it again or in a different way.
Yeah, louder, maybe closer.
Meaner?
A little bit. I want you to feel my breath through my mask as I'm telling you like that. Like really quiet and close like your mom would. And you're like, this is way fucking like, scarier than getting yelled at.
I'd rather you scream because quiet... terrifying.
That is whippings in the bathroom. No, thank you. So, yeah. Not a good time. No, you do not want to go to the bathroom. Mm-hmm. So yeah, Ten of Swords. You got the Eight of Swords.
I got the Eight of Swords.
What's the Eight of Swords again?
She's the lady with the blindfold.
Yeah.
Wrapping, standing in front of all the swords that are not actually holding her in anywhere. And I was like, oh, I'm feeling a little called out, Judy. So feeling trapped and helpless, but being imprisoned by your own perception. Find what's holding you back and take action. Hello, Chariot.
Hey.
First circle there.
There you go. Very nice.
So yeah, I felt like that was cohesive as fuck.
Yeah, very good.
Interesting. Yeah. Interesting.
I like that we got a lot of the same cards.
Yeah, that's
fucking weird as
weird.
Shit.
Weird.
Yeah.
We're shuffling two different decks. We shuffle differently. The fact that we both drew three of the same
cards. That's 50%.
In the
same
position.
Excuse me. It's a five card spread. That's more than half of it.
Vibing tonight. Sure.
Yeah. No shit.
So, a very cool spread. I really liked that because I really felt like it was a nice kind of, like, touch point between, like, your ancestor and you.
Like, the last time we did it, now.
Yeah.
Picking it back up and being like, hey.
Right. Last time I was like, here's a bunch of stuff. But this, I feel like this is very specific to Judy. Like, I feel like I'm connecting with Miss Judy. The next thing in this chapter to start journaling is to kind of use astrology in your tarot practice.
Which I am here for.
Of course. So it's definitely kind of a way to dig in and get to know better. She actually recommends going through and doing three cards for each of the houses of your natal chart. The first one being...
there's 12 houses in your natal chart.
12 damn houses.
So 3 times 12.
That's a lot of cards.
Yeah.
We chose not to do that many cards just for...
time's sake. Yeah.
So normally when you would do this, you would separate your cards again, majors, quartz, and the minors, and then draw a card for each of them. The majors being like what the theme of that person's life was as it relates to that house that you're drawing the cards for. The court cards would be their personality while wearing that house cloak, so basically while they're acting in that house. And then the minors would be more of their everyday life. So we chose...
I would like to go back through...
I kind of do too, just to really get like a full... Especially once you decide,
I want to at
like,
least do the fucking,
the quartz.
Yes.
Yeah.
Thank you. I couldn't think of the word.
To get that personality vibe. Because this is, I feel like this is a really good way to, again, kind of dig in deep and get some more information about
and
that.
And it's more
person.
Specific.
Yes.
So, I'm sorry. You were fixing to say what we were doing, and then I stopped you promptly.
To add in your value.
That what we didn't do. Yeah.
But what we're going to go back and do at a later date.
Yes.
So.
TM.
We did, one of the recommendations was to kind of compare your ancestor's chart with your own chart. So what we chose to do was to go through each of the houses and draw a card for the ancestor and then a card for ourselves just to kind of see how they play out. So the first house in your natal chart is all about yourself and your body.
Ugh.
Ew.
Do they mean like your physical body?
I think so. Maybe. What'd you get? What'd you draw?
What'd
you get for your ancestor, first of all?
I didn't ask.
You didn't ask for the first house? You thought it was just...
Or no,
room?
Oh, for my... Oh, for my... Yeah, for myself. Okay, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I'm like, I didn't ask which ancestor. Okay. For my ancestor in the house number one of self and body, I got the sun.
How lovely.
Yeah, so I was like, felt good. Felt good in your body.
Felt good in your body.
Felt good inside your body.
That's nice. What'd you get for you?
Must be nice.
Must be nice. Right? Fuck.
Can I tell you what I got for me? Do you want to know?
I do.
The Lovers.
Oh, Gemini.
Yeah. I was like, really? I was like, I guess I'm supposed to love myself.
I guess.
And then I barfed my mouth a little. Quickly shuffled again. Oh, God. What did you get?
So for Judy, I got the Magician reversed. So I feel like she felt lack, like she didn't have what she needed always. Oh. Because, you know, the Magician is normally like, I have all the things and blah, blah, blah.
But if it's flippity floppity.
Over. So for herself and her body, she didn't have what she needed. For me, I got the Fool.
Ooh, intrepid.
Preparing to start a new journey, jumping in on the adventure. I feel like that adventure is my healing process. Thank you very much.
Ooh, nice. Very nice.
So yeah, I thought that was interesting to get started. The second house is your possessions and things that you value. What'd your ancestor get?
My ancestor got the Devil.
Oh, shit. Yeah. Yes.
All the wrong things. So what, to me, that always feels like, it always feels like addiction, but also mental illness.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah.
Possessions, things you value.
Yeah. They're addiction for sure.
For sure.
Yeah.
Like, they're like, yep, like, that's just, and I
think, not even, like their mind is their own. Do you know what I'm saying? Even if it's fucked up. Like, I don't want to be medicated.
Right.
Like, is what it makes me think of.
Yeah.
Like, even if you're not... Because, like, depending on when this ancestor is or was, it might not have been a time where you would be able to get medicine for a thing,
right,
or even realize that that's what it is, or think it's a personality flaw.
Let's do heroin about it.
Right, you know what I mean? Like, right. So they may, you know, like, be resistant.
Yeah,
I don't know.
I like that. What'd you get for yourself?
For myself, I got a hot, the Fool.
Oh.
So I wrote nothing and everything. And then freedom and exploration. I value being able to be like, fuck you!
Right.
I do what I want,
mm-hmm.
And I do love that. Can I tell you how much I love quitting? Have I ever told you how much I love to quit something? Ah, chef's kiss.
Can I just be done now? Yes. Goodbye.
Quit. Bye.
I love it.
I love quitting. What'd
so
you
for
get?
Judy, for things she valued, I got the Lovers. And I so
I'm
really trying to like hear like my intuition on these, especially it was easier for Judy because I felt like it was just kind of easy to go with like the first thing that came to my mind.
Mm-hmm.
It's always hard to do that for myself.
You're overthinking it.
So for the Lovers, I think Judy had a lot of attention and suitors. Like, and it was like a source of pride for her. Like,
ooh.
I get the feeling that she was just kind of
hot to trot.
Hot to trot. She
I love that for
that
her.
Bitch, and she
get
was
a girl
just here for it. Like it. And then this was one of them that I thought the card and then drew the card and I was like,
Fuck.
So for myself, I drew the Emperor. That my values are control and order.
Yeah.
Which is hilarious because in our house we literally joke that I am the Department of Law and Order and my husband is the Department of Religion and Whimsy.
That's so fucking lame. That sucks that you gotta be the law and order.
But I'm the guy who's like on top of all the things,
yeah,
like making sure all the things get done. So it makes sense. I'm still fun.
I should never be in charge of anything. But here I
here
am.
You are in charge of all your own things.
Running a whole shit show my own side. Step right up. Fucking A.
So, yeah. So far, so good. I'm like, okay. I feel like I'm getting a vibe, Judy. Okay.
You're getting it. It's making sense. Things
it
are
is.
Happening.
So, the third house is your communication and your siblings. What did your ancestor get?
My ancestor got the Moon.
Oh, shit.
So, like, different band, separated from, isolated from, like, black sheepy.
Yeah, yeah.
You know?
I see that. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's what they got. And then I got Temperance.
Oh, hello,
which,
girl.
Yeah, right. So what I got by that was, like, Devil's Advocate, and I wrote yuck, more like more like neutral-ish.
Yeah.
Because I don't try to, like, if somebody wants to talk shit about somebody else, depending on who it is, I'm like, go ahead. I don't give a fuck. I don't have to talk no shit. Go right ahead. I'm a vault, baby. I ain't telling no damn buddy.
Right.
If you're talking shit about my friend, you're not going to be talking shit to me about it because you know they're my motherfucking friend. And I'm going to be like, actually, I'm going to tell you and I'm going to tell her and we're all going to tell you together. So, like,
yeah.
When my, you know, not that my sisters talk shit about each other because they really don't, but, like, if you want to, if we're talking shit about somebody else,
right.
Go.
Yeah.
Go ahead. You can say whatever you want. I don't
care.
You're
so good
at
remaining neutral. Like, you are also a good friend and prepare to hate that bitch any way that is needed. Which
right here, right now.
I forever appreciate that.
For sure, for sure.
But you're also really good about not inserting yourself on one side or the other in stuff that doesn't really matter to you.
Yeah.
You know, like, and
yeah.
I feel like that's very temperancey. That's very, like, yes. No, thank you.
Because eventually you're not going to hate him anymore.
Right.
And I'm still going to hate his ass. Right, so. I don't fucking think he's cute. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. He ain't giving me no money. Or whatever. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, whatever it is that you're getting out of whoever it is that you don't hate no more, but I ain't getting it, so I still fucking hate him.
Still hate him.
Yeah.
No, it's careful. You gotta be careful. Yeah. That's why you gotta be careful. Like, I will hate anyone any way you want. But you also have to add, you have to tell me when we're done hating them, though, because I'm gonna keep on keeping on.
Well, I'll hate them until we die. I've got some stick-to-itiveness that you don't know nothing about.
That's right.
I am sure that I have some grudges, some soul contracts, baby, weighing me the fuck down.
So bad.
Oh, God, I need to just start fresh. At any rate, what's the next house? Sorry.
I did my third house. So for communication and siblings for Miss Judy, I drew strength reversed.
Okay.
So I said bombastic.
Ooh,
not quiet.
Oh.
Like, she is, like, speaks her mind. She has no chill. Like, because, you know, like, strength is all about, like, taming the lion with gentleness instead of force. But reversed, I'm like, oh, no.
I'm actually going to pry your fucking mouth open.
That girl has a mouth. So I thought that was hilarious. I'm just
all I can
such
think
of
is Mr. Bombastic and the fucking bombastic hip thrust. Jesus Christ. Did you see the TikTok of the girl who was clearly drunk AF? And it's like when the Stella hits.
Oh.
And she's, like, on the deck. On the way, like, to the, where they know they're having a bar outside or whatever, and she's got her full-ass Stella Artois, and that song comes on, and she stops, that full-ass drink doesn't spill a fucking drop, bitch, and fucking dances to the whole motherfucking song, like, however long they played on TikTok, hip thrusts, all the moves,
didn't spill a drop.
On beat, did not spill a fucking drop.
Be afraid of drunk women.
That bitch, I could walk across the deck without spilling a drop, because I had lots of practice, but I was impressed.
Very
I'm sorry. So Mr. Bombastic, that's what I immediately think of. So I'm thinking of her hammered on a deck with her full ass Stella.
I mean, you're probably not wrong. She seems like maybe she's a bit wild.
Yeah, I think so.
So for myself, I got the Hierophant reversed. So I wrote challenging the status quo, bucking tradition, and reclaiming my personal power. Communication. Boom.
And that's your communication and siblings?
Third house, yeah.
How do you feel about that card?
I feel pretty good about it. Like, I feel like it's just about, I've been working really hard on, like, communicating my actual needs and, like, voicing things.
Sometimes that's really hard.
It's really hard, especially when you've spent as much time as I have spent, denying
not
that I have
that
needs or scooping out the parts of myself that had those needs in the first place. Like, it's been terrifying. But
you're
really,
pretty amazing, though.
Pretty rewarding. So I think that's, as far as, like, communication, like, that's what it makes me think of is, like, doing that work.
Good job.
But also, like, bucking tradition. Like, I don't have to just be a Midwestern mom. I'm more than that. Like,
well, fuck yeah, you're more than that.
I got a cool fucking witch tattoo on my forearm where everyone can see it. Fuck off!
You're very cool. You're so cool. You're amazing.
Cool.
You are a dynamic human being that has many facets. It's true! Because there are so many different parts of you, and all together it makes an amazing human being. Oh, even one little sliver is plenty for anyone, but the whole fucking thing,
boom,
you better look away, bitch. Don't fly too close to the sun.
Not
she's
on those hot dog wings.
She's too hot dog. I don't know. Oh my god, hot dog. Don't get your weenies roasted. Like, I don't know what's happening.
I say that all the time. I don't know why. I don't know where it came from. I assume it came from somewhere.
Well, I...
But we always refer to Icarus as flying too close to the sun on his hot dog wings, and I don't know why.
They're wax, but...
I don't know.
I wonder why they're hot dogs.
I'm going to have to ask Jinx, because he probably remembers. Hopefully.
No, I kind of just don't even want to know. Oh, my God. Yeah, so don't fly too close to Sarah if your arms are made of hot dogs.
Your weenie's a little roast.
Jesus.
Oh, my God.
Holy
okay.
fuck.
Fine, we're fine. Everything's fine.
Oh, my God.
The fourth house. Mom, Dad, home. What'd your ancestor get?
Strength.
Oh, hey.
And I wrote, interesting. That's all I wrote. Because I was like,
okay,
maybe you had like a really nice mom.
Yeah.
Whatever. I got the Fool. And then I wrote, I'm out.
I'm out.
Because that fool is... Bye!
Yeah.
I'm about to walk off a cliff.
He's putting up with nobody's shit.
So, yeah, that's... Which, you know, that was...
Yeah.
That was the plan.
Mom, dad, home.
Sure. Bye!
Bye!
I don't need to be home. Goodbye.
Yeah. For Judy's mom, dad, home, I got the High Priestess.
Ooh!
Which I felt like she probably had, like, a really strong mother figure in her life.
No more wire hangers. That's what I'm getting from this. Oh, my.
She had a really strong mother character in her life, but was possibly religious. Because, you know, like, the high priestess is, like, in, like, the robes and stuff
pious
like that.
Pious fucking...
Which would make sense why Miss Judy's a little bit rebellious.
Maybe she was in a fucking nunnery, yo.
Oh, shit.
No wonder... Oh, because... Oh, I got Judy's story.
Okay, give it.
Because she was too much. You're too much. You're too you're too loud. You're too this. Mm-hmm. You're too that. Mm-hmm. You gotta go to the nunnery, bitch.
Oh, shit.
Straighten your ass up.
She's like, fuck. And did not last long.
I don't know. Yeah, this is. I'm seeing a story.
Judy, what a character.
Judy,
I love it.
Judy to booty.
For myself, I got the Wheel of Fortune reversed. So I
right? Heavy sigh.
So I kind of looked at it as. Looking at, like, my parents and, like, all the childhood. So I wrote, finally breaking a negative cycle that has been present in my life.
Ooh.
Pointing towards more introspection and self-discovery.
Nice. Very nice.
Thank you.
I love a good Wheel of Fortune.
The fifth house, children and creativity.
My ancestor got the Hanged Man, and I put unable to change perspective. Mm. Can't have fun? Question mark. I don't know, because that sounds like something that we would do. And then for mine, I got strength.
Nice.
I was like, strong opinions, no regrets. I don't know.
Especially for, because fifth house creativity, I feel like you are super creative, but you're not, like, loud and in everybody's face about it. Like... When you set your mind to making a project, like the fucking kick-ass cloud shit that you have downstairs is so amazing.
Thank
all
you.
Your little things. Like, so I feel like your creativity is kind of like the quiet strength, you know?
Oh,
like,
thank you. That's very nice.
Gently
of you.
If you're not like, look at all my things!
Oh, because I'm terrible at everything.
Because you don't have confidence in yourself, which is different.
Ah, la, 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 la.
For Judy's fifth house, I was specifically focusing on, like, children, just because I was curious, like, how did this go? And I got temperance for Miss Judy, which middle path, fine balance. So I took that as she had no kids of her own, but was, like, the goat fun aunt.
Can I tell you right now that Judy went to that nunnery because she was pregnant?
Oh, shit.
She had to, she didn't eat as the fetus, but, you know.
But then they were like, okay, well, you have to get the fuck out.
You gotta, we're taking your
she
baby away.
She went to, like, a religious mother house.
Oh, for sure.
Ooh.
For sure.
But she wasn't the nun.
Oh, fuck no.
Oh,
yeah, she was, she was bad, and she got pregnant, so they were like, you know, you can't be home and pregnant. You're going to go to the nunnery so that you're big pregnant there.
Right.
Have the baby. We're going to take the baby away from you. Scar you.
Right.
For sure.
Right.
And then maybe she's like, I'm never going to have a baby now.
Right.
Ever again. Not necessarily.
Or there was, like, reproductive trauma that she can't have babies.
Judy. You know what? Whole life is best life, Judy. Get it. Fuck it. Fucking get it, girl.
Yes. Judy.
I'm sorry.
A rich story, my girl.
She's got shit to do.
I love Miss Judy. And then for myself, I got the Lovers reversed for children and creativity.
What do you think of that?
I struggled with that one. So I just wrote from the book, the Lovers reversed can mean self-love, disharmony, imbalance, misalignment of values, that maybe I've been putting too not enough emphasis on my own, like, creativity and stuff like that, or even maybe my inner child stuff that I haven't been loving or having a good enough relationship with that sort of thing is what I was thinking.
I could see that.
So, yeah, that was that.
Be a little disenchanted.
Yeah.
Things aren't. Yeah.
Yeah. So, okay.
Do you smell coffee?
Nope. How's your aneurysm?
Smells great. Smells amazing.
So, the sixth house.
Fuck me.
We'll just keep
going. Health and work. How fitting.
While Patricia's stroking out.
How fitting. All right. So, my ancestor, health and work, got the devil.
Oh, shit.
I don't want to work. I want to bang. Yeah, I don't know what they're doing. So, let's get high and deny Christ. That's what I wrote.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
So I'm going to guess that these, you know, this wasn't a workaday fella.
Right.
Or lady. Mm-hmm, this mm-hmm. was like, you know.
Do I have to?
You don't.
Can I? Maybe not.
No. Let's stay home and do drugs about it. And for my health and work, I got the star.
Okay.
I wrote hopeful question mark. I have no idea. No idea. Star Fine. Means nothing to me.
So the star, she's all... I was going to look it up real quick because I'm also drawing a fucking blank right now. The star is a really positive card, though. It's like the best cards.
Is it? Well, that's good.
Yeah.
I hope it's for not work. I mean, for work would be great, but like...
There's actually... Okay, so the Labyrinthos...
I love those. Yes,
actually has a specific keywords for as it pertains to career.
Okay.
So upright career meaning positivity brings career rewards, high hopes about your job. I think that's... good though for health and work. Hope, inspiration, positivity, faith, renewal, healing, rejuvenation. I mean, you're doing that work right now with your health, with your anti-inflammatory diet. Like,
yeah.
So enthusiastic. You're doing great. You've been Thanks. Feeling better. You've been sticking with it for a long time now.
Yeah.
And she says, yeah.
Yeah. My doctor gave me so much vitamin D, bro.
Mine too.
Really?
Yeah.
Do you have to take one pill a week?
I have to take one a day.
How many units? International units.
2,000.
I have to take, mine are 50,000 international units, shit. And I take one a week.
Damn. I just got the over-the-counter shit.
Oh, but she still, prescribed mine.
Damn.
They're tiny. Yeah. Are yours tiny?
I don't know. I haven't even started taking them
yet. Oh, I started taking mine. Because she's like, you can take your... Because I was like, I'm taking some. And she's like, yeah, we're going to do this, and then we'll measure your levels, and then you can take your other ones. Oh, and I was like, okay.
I don't see the sun much.
Well, you know, and we can blame it on living in the north, but
right.
I don't fucking go outside.
Right. No.
I'm not doing... I'm going to the car, and from the car into whatever structure... I'm not hanging out in the sun. Yeah, I'm very, very pale.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
I have delicate skin that I cannot. That's why I look eternally youthful. Just kidding, I look old as shit. But anyway, so yeah, that's good.
That is good.
Good, good job, Star.
Rejuvenation, you're doing good work.
What about you and yours?
Judy, for her health and work, got the Tower reverse.
Oh, sis.
So, I felt like she managed...
That's the health part of her abortion right? complications.
So, I wrote, I felt like she managed to avoid any, like, health crises. So, not like a glowing card for health. It's not like the sun or something that you'd be like, fuck yeah, you're a healthy dumb bitch. But it's not...
Wait a minute. What card would you say? You're a healthy dumb bitch.
The sun! I think maybe it's like, fuck yeah,
I'm a healthy dumb bitch.
I haven't been on this planet long enough to be real sick.
Right.
Fucking
stupid baby. Your mother's immunity, get out of here.
So yeah, no major disasters, but now I wonder, now with the backstory we've made for her.
Well, I think maybe you should ask some pendulum questions, perhaps.
I feel like me and Judy need to have more of a conversation.
Yeah.
Girl. So for myself, for health and work, I drew the magician. And I wrote, I do all the things.
Yeah. You're capable of doing all the things. So it's not even like, I don't know, because the magician in my deck, that motherfucker looks swarthy as shit. Like, I say swarthy, and I don't, not like swashbuckly when you think of, like, the olive skin and the dark, that kind of swarthy, but just that look in his eye, and he's got a little lock of hair going, and he's gonna fuck you and your mom. Like,
and you're gonna thank him for
And you're
it.
Gonna be like, absolutely, thanks, sir.
Please, I'd like another.
Right, let me know when you're done. Like, I got you. So, yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. So that's what I think of when I think of the magician. I'm gonna fuck you and your mom. The fuck?
And I have
maybe your dad.
I need to do it. Hey.
Hey.
I'm not here to judge.
Maybe your dad.
Hey. I mean, you do what you gotta do, pal. The next house, the seventh house, relationships and partnerships. How'd your ancestor do?
The Emperor.
Oh.
I wear the pants, I'm the boss.
Yeah, definitely. Like, I get a, like, strong male, like, patriarch kind of. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But also kind of didn't want to. Like,
sorry about it.
I'm the man, I wear the pants, but I'd really rather not.
Make better choices. Not my fault.
What'd you get for you?
I got temperance.
Again.
Mm-hmm.
Balanced between your
siblings and my communication.
Mm-hmm.
Or no, communication siblings, I got the moon. Temperance, what did I get? What did I get? Oh, that was them. Sorry. Stop ruining my life.
Relationships and partners.
Yeah.
Seventh.
Number three and number seven.
Hmm. Hmm, look at you.
What'd you get?
I got, Judy got the sun for her relationships and partners, which
totally
makes sense. She's a hoe. The best
happy.
We're not
one.
Slut shaming here. We say that.
I love sluts.
Respect.
I'm not kidding. I love sluts. Let's
yeah,
all be
like,
sluts
oh man,
right now.
Or a whole life. I ain't here to judge.
Whole life's best life.
So the sun, yeah. So happiness, joyful, attractive, radiant, very pleased with her relationships, I wrote. And then for myself, I got temperance reversed.
Oh.
So I wrote imbalance, extremes, recklessness, being too demanding or impatient.
Ooh. On your part? I think not.
Yes.
No.
I don't know.
I don't think you're too demanding or impatient. I think you're exact right amount of patience. Are
you
kidding me?
You love me, you have
yeah.
to think that.
I don't think that you're, I don't know, I guess I don't think of you as, you're not like, ah, come on, like, you're not like that. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, that's impatient.
But I also feel like, especially with myself, like, when I decide that I want to do something or change something.
Now's the time.
Or be good at something, I'm super impatient. If I'm not good at it the first time, fuck
it,
I'm not doing this.
Well, I mean, that's normal.
But also, like, I want to be better and healed and not have to have bad thoughts anymore. Let's do it right fucking now. It's like, nope, that's going to take time. You've been living this way for 40 fucking years, bitch.
Right.
Like, shut up. So impatient in that way.
Yeah, I guess.
Profoundly patient for almost every other aspect of my life, except when it comes to myself. Fuck that bitch.
Yep. Why not? Let's just be mean to her.
She's
we're just stuck with that
she
bitch all the time.
She deserves it.
Yeah.
Ugh, yeah.
She's the worst.
What did you get for the eighth house, which is inheritance and death?
Well, my ancestor got the devil. I wrote, imagine that. Because why not?
Right.
And then I got...
Do you think his addictions took him out? Did he die of like an overdose? Or
maybe.
Alcoholism.
I think whatever. I think if there's inheritance, I always think of like money or things. Like, materialistic stuff was not going well with that person. I don't know. Either they stole money or they
mm-hmm.
couldn't share money well
mm-hmm.
or they were money grubby and because of, I would say, drugs.
Yeah.
That's always what I think of. I don't know. When I think of the devil. I think of drugs. It doesn't always have to be drugs. It could be addiction to anything, shopping.
But if that's what your instincts or your intuition is saying for this particular thing, then yeah.
Well, if you're going to be addicted to something, be addicted to drugs.
Right.
Not sponsored by drugs.
But.
I'm open to talks.
What did you get for you then?
What else? Number eight. Oh, bitch, I got the Hierophant.
Okay.
Sure. So what I think of, sorry, I had to take a drink. So I was like, is there, like, a lot to learn? Because I always think of, I used to get the Hierophant a lot when I was a teacher,
mm-hmm.
right? So I always think of that as being, like, a teacher thing. Or I also think of the Hierophant, it makes me think of the idea that there's something between you and the divine or the universe. Like,
mm-hmm.
like... Oh, yes, we can talk to God, but we have to go to church and talk to this guy.
Right.
This guy talks to God.
Yeah.
Or, you know, or whatever
mm-hmm.
dick stroke you want to call it.
Right.
I don't give a fuck. So it makes me think of that,
mm-hmm.
but, like, I don't think that it's necessarily a bad card. And I am also, like, fascinated with death.
Yeah.
Like, let's die a little every day.
You want to learn about it. And,
yeah.
Like, you're fascinated at an intellectual level.
I wish that we could turn ourselves off and on.
That would be great.
That we
just
could die and come back.
Yeah.
I mean, we don't have to come back. That's just between us.
You're a nihilist.
But you know
much.
What I mean? Like,
yeah.
Wouldn't that be interesting? Like,
just
every
experience?
Because people are so scared to die. And, like, really? You're scared to fucking die? Have
right.
you looked the fuck around?
Right?
Being alive?
Keep being alive.
Yeah, like, if you can do this, you can die.
For
I'm
sure.
promise
this
you.
Is gonna be
and also, it's 100% going to happen. It's
right.
The people that say, if I die, I'm like, no, baby, no.
When
everyone's going to die, it's fine. It's just a matter of when.
Our animals are never going to die, though. That's a totally different.
Yep, they're not allowed to. That's
no.
why it sucks so bad.
Sorry.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Sorry about that. Think the fountain of youth. Please, forever and always. But yeah, I think that death is fascinating. And I, for one, can't wait. Oh, I'm not suicidal. It's fine.
I'm not going to do it, girl.
I'm just thinking about it.
I'm not going
to
do it.
I did it. Just the one that's immediately, I did it. X's for eyes, I'm done. I'm not going to, I did it. Yep. Oh my goodness! What did you get?
Oh my God!
Lord have mercy.
So for Judy, I got the Hermit reversed. So the vibe I got from that right away was that she wasn't alone and she died of old age.
She was not alone.
Was not alone because the Hermit is all like by himself. So if you flip him around,
He's with folks,
and he is like an old guy under that robe. So I was like, I feel like she, like, despite her living hard and fast and having lots of different partners, that she wasn't like.
Maybe she had to sleep her way to the top.
Maybe she's Evita Perón. Oh.
What? Oh, what?
Evita.
Oh, she had a lot of shoes. Right? Is that her?
She had a lot of shoes. And
wait, Imelda Marcos had a lot of shoes,
oh,
too.
Oh, yeah.
Wait.
Evita Perón, I don't know about her shoe history.
Madonna was her in the movie?
Yeah, yep.
That I never saw.
Can actually fucking sing. Really?
That's
good.
Amazing.
She sings really well.
It's amazing how many talents one person can have and how few another person can have, i.e. me. Like, I play the fucking trombone and the flute and the cello and the violin, and I know how to do taekwondo, and I'm a full-ass veterinarian, and I'm like, I haven't finished any of my projects I've started in the last 4 months, and what's half done looks like ass.
You know what, though? Finish a bowl like it's your job. Good for you, sis.
I'll finish something.
Take your win where you get it.
Fuck yeah. No shit. Good Lord. Oh, my goodness.
I love you so much. You need to be nicer to yourself.
What did you get? Did you tell me already?
So Judy got the Hermit, wasn't alone. The Hierophant is what I got for me.
That's what I got for me, too. Twinsies.
I got mine reversed.
Oh.
So I took it as like a non-traditional regaining of my power.
Ooh.
I don't know.
Are you gonna, I was just gonna say, bitch, are we gonna like drag your body through the streets and be like, this is how you do it, or something, you know what I mean? I will fucking blare that shit.
You need to know just, all the boombox above your head.
Yes. Or just like drag your body behind something as you're in your body, of course, is just going to be torn to shreds.
Right, yeah.
It's going to be chunks of sand. This is how I do it. Yep. It's going to be amazing.
I want a natural burial. I just want to be wrapped in a death shroud and buried in the ground.
I think that's awesome.
No chemicals, no preservatives, don't seal my box. Like, let me turn into mushroom meat.
I wonder, they'd have to consider that like biohazard, I'm sure.
Probably.
You know what I mean?
There's places. Or it'll be the apocalypse and...
Nobody's going to care anyway.
Nobody fucking cares.
Just putrefy where you are.
Right? Just lay me on the ground. It's fine. What did you get for the ninth house, which was higher education and long-distance travel?
For my ancestor, I got judgment. Excuse me. And I wrote unattainable, yearning for or scared of, I have no idea.
No, that seems like that tracks, though, where it's just like maybe he was... either not able to travel or scared of travel. Maybe doesn't strike me as like a higher educated type person.
Mm. Yep.
So that tracks. What'd you get for yourself?
The Tower.
Oh. I'm sorry.
That's okay. I have no idea.
For higher education and travel. He really just wants gummy bears.
I know. I just want him to be panting all over the microphone because that's what he does. Slap the piss out of him.
It's too late.
You can still slap it.
If you well, then the... they'll have recordings of me beating an animal on the internet. I think that's maybe something I'll pass on for now. Maybe off air later. No! I'm just going to skip the animal cruelty for now while we're recording.
Just while we're recording, though.
Sorry, Britt.
Punch your ass later.
The Tower for higher education and travel.
Yeah.
Huh.
And I think my higher education went okay.
Yeah. And your travel has been fine.
Yeah, so far so good. But I did tell you I am going to die in an accident. So maybe it's going to be whenever I take a trip somewhere, I'll die.
Foretelling. Interesting. Ooh. So for Judy's higher education and travel, I got the Hanged Man.
Okay.
So I thought, like, a different perspective that maybe she sacrificed higher education and travel to kind of live the lifestyle that she wanted to.
Okay.
Like, you know, fashionista of the greater Chicago area. I don't know.
Ooh, I love that.
And then for me, I actually got the Lovers, ooh, which I thought Gemini, and I said, maybe Patricia and I do some traveling.
Girl, I'm ready to do it. Let's go. I would love to travel. I love to go
that's
anywhere.
Popped in my wee head.
We should go somewhere.
You're my Gemini.
That's me. Couldn't stop me if you tried.
I mean, Cece's also my Gemini, but I don't think we're going to travel anywhere anytime soon.
Yeah.
You're my go-to Gemini.
I'm
ride
here.
Or die, Gemini.
That's me.
The 10th house being profession and public image. What'd you get?
My, I don't know why I keep flipping the page over. My whatchamajig, my ancestor got temperance. I was like, appears level-headed and practical.
Okay.
Like, to, yeah. And then for myself, I got the moon.
Ooh, mysterious.
Yeah, and it was like, aloof, disconnected. And then, you know, like, the more you think about the moon, right, there's like, kind of like two ways to go, you know? There's like, the feral side and the not feral side. Right.
I totally can see that.
I'm a Gemini.
You're a Gemini. Duality is it's built right in.
The next three cards were all the moon.
Really?
Yep.
Oh, shit.
Yep.
Okay. So for Judy's public image and profession, she got the Hangman reversed this time, which I took as she's just not working, stalling for time. I feel like girl didn't have to work. Like,
nor should she.
She probably had plenty of people to take care of her.
Good. She
her
sounds
lifestyle.
Like a precious angel, and I hope that she did.
And for myself, for my profession and public image, I got temperance. So balance and duality. So the kind of like staying calm through stress, moderation, balance, a lot of patience. I feel like I have that going on.
I think so.
With work and...
Yeah.
In general, people rarely see me flip my fucking shit in public.
I save that for private, y'all.
Right.
What did you get for your 11th house, which is friendships and community?
Slim Pickens got justice.
Okay.
Level-headed. Again, I think that it's like projecting out that this
right.
even keel. Is what I...
Even if there's a whole lot of devil in the background, it was kind of one of those, like...
I wrote down polar opposite of private him. Like, community.
Man, that's so
like,
traumatic for his family.
Out there is... Yeah, well, because you can see that it can be done.
Right, so, like, you're a fucking volatile piece of shit around us, but anytime you're around other people, they get the best part of you. Like, that sucks.
Yep, thanks for saving up absolute worst for us.
For us.
Thanks, dickhole. What
did
you get?
Yourself?
Oh, the moon again.
The moon again.
Good best of luck. You never know what you're going to get. Rolling the dice, baby.
That's what I'm here for.
Sometimes it's good.
It is good. So for Judy, she got the Hanged Man again.
Wow.
So I said, Judy just did things different.
Yeah, Judy's built different.
Judy's built different. For myself, I got Judgment. So I wrote self-evaluation, awakening, renewal, purpose, reflection, reckoning. Friends are helping me kind of evolve, grow, heal, all that shit.
Make the Jetsons noise when you drive. We saw a fucking car while we were out today, and it was like an old, I don't know, BMW or Mercedes, whatever, something. And its windows were like so low down, so it looked like, you know, like the Jetsons, like the bottom is a spaceship and they got the big bubble, so this Joker is in the bubble, and I'm like, bro, look at this fool looking like the Jetsons. We were dying. We followed him a little bit just so we can laugh,
just to keep laughing and making the sound.
Bless us.
So
yes,
sir,
oh my god,
money on that car.
Or whatever it was. I couldn't. It was so funny. I was dying. I was absolutely dying.
I love it.
Good stuff.
Oh my god. So the very last house, secrets and hidden life.
So for my ancestor, I got Wheel of Fortune, and I read that as paying off karmic debts, living out soul contracts, and then samsara. So I feel like it's like we're not necessarily learning anything.
Right.
We're just gonna keep on spinning around.
You think like ancestrally, like you're the first one that's been looking at this and being like, y'all, this is a pattern.
I don't know if I would say that because that seems a little like thinking a bit much of myself.
But like,
because I'm not going to, let's be honest, I don't finish any project. You think I'm going to do anything about any of this?
Yeah, but even looking at it, even being able to see it for the first time is a step towards breaking that cycle.
It's like being on the Buddhist path. Once you know, you're already on it.
Right.
It's too late. You can't go back.
It's happening.
Sorry. Ooh, so. Camera ring the bell. So that's what I read that as, and mine again was the moon.
Would you like, seriously? Secrets in hidden life, you're gonna give me the moon's little on the nose.
More secrets and more hidden life. Bitch, I'm so secret, I'm a secret for myself.
My secrets are secrets.
I don't even know my secrets are secrets, right? My secrets are keeping secrets. Got some fucking secrets wrapped in secrets.
Secrets with secrets of their own secrets. Who have secrets to tell secrets to their secrets? Who only know the secrets of their secrets?
That's been a secret for a long time. Secret inception.
Dun, dun, dun.
Secrets into secrets into secrets into secrets into secrets. Fuck.
A deception of secrets.
Did you say intussusception? Gross. That's horrible. Wow. That's probably what it's mostly like.
Secrets eating secrets.
A telescoping of your secrets.
Oh, medical humor.
Feels like a hot dog. Oh, full circle. And that's the end of the show. Boom, done.
And we'll wrap it up here, folks.
Fuck.
So for Junie's 12th house of secrets in her hidden life, I'm
that word doesn't mean anything anymore. What did Judy get? I'm sorry.
It's okay. Judy got temperance reverse.
Oh, thank God.
Which is all, well, it's self-doubt, self-loathing, failure to learn her lessons, judging herself too harshly, which I think is just very fitting for, like, this bombastic character with, like, kind of living her best different life. But at the very core of her, very insecure and full of doubt and self-loathing. I'm like, oh. So
perfect.
I can relate.
Sounds, yeah. I was just going to say, sounds familiar. What'd you get?
And then for mine, I actually got strength reversed.
Okay.
So I thought the secret is that I'm not super calm and in control. I'm often freaking out and spiraling after hurting my own feelings, but appear very calm on the outside.
That, I don't know if that's a talent, but but you have got it.
It's a secret or a hidden life. It's just bubbling right under the surface.
Just barely keeping it together, folks.
So yeah, so that is a deeper dive into our sweet ancestors. I feel like there was a lot of calling out happening.
Yeah.
I still can't believe we got so many cards. So if y'all are doing the Ancestral Tarot and you want to let us know how any of it is going for you, if you had an interesting five-card draw, if you learned something fascinating about your ancestors that you just want to share, or just, you know, anything, how can they find us on the interwebs?
Go to our Instagram. We're at WitchGetWeird.
Truth.
Find us there.
You can also leave us a voicemail on the Anchor FM app.
Yep, go to that, do that thing, and then
we'll play it on the air and respond to you if you have any questions, or we'll just play it just because it's nice.
You can even say something mean if you want, and we'll still play
it. We'll still play it. Because you might be like, oh my God.
Sacre bleu. Sacre bleu.
Oh.
Or we'll spiral, whatever. You don't know, so say whatever you'd like.
You can also send us an email to witchgetweird@gmail.com.
Put in the subject line, please don't spiral. Maybe. You don't have to if you don't want to,
but it would
be funny.
It would be funny.
I will definitely read it.
Yeah, so this has been super interesting. I think we should challenge ourselves to try to do a daily journal with the ancestor stuff for at least... a daily journal for at least 4 days.
They don't have to be successive.
No, just 4 of the next 14 days before we get together to record again.
We can do that.
Make some time to do your daily ancestor journaling.
It'll be the exact 4 days before we have to.
It'll be.
No, it won't be. But yes, I've got several days off in a row, so I should be
Thursday,
good.
Friday, and then we'll do the last one right before we record.
Dun, 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 dun.
Figure that is a gentle goal for us.
Yes.
So just to try it a little bit.
I like
it. See how that works. So if anyone else is going to be doing the daily journaling, Let us know. Post on the Instagram. Tag us in it so we can see what your journal entries look like, even if they're just all chicken scratchy. I love seeing other people's handwriting. Love it. But yeah, so thank you so much for sticking with us. And
bless your hearts.
Bless your hearts. You guys
don't
are great.
Fly too close to the sun with your hot dog wings.
I think that's going to be the episode title right there.
God.
All right, we will see you next time. Thank you for listening.
Okay, bye.